Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too.
Jesus loved the little children, little ones like me. He would bless and help them and take them on his knee. Many lovely things he taught them, things we
last week we talked about a time when Jesus was going to Jerusalem. Along the way, some people wanted Jesus to bless their children. The disciples told the people not to bother Jesus. But Jesus Christ loves children. He told the disciples to let the children come to him. Jesus also told the disciples that they should be like little children. Then they could live with God in heaven. We also talked about a rich young man who came to Jesus and asked him what he should do to go to heaven. The Savior told him to love and honor his father and mother, and not to kill anyone, or lie, or steal. The rich young man said he had always obeyed the commandments. Jesus told the young man that he needed to do one more thing. He needed to sell everything he had and give the money to the poor. Then the young man should follow him. The rich young man did not want to give away everything he had. He loved the things he owned more than he loved God. The young man left feeling sad. The Savior told his disciples that it is hard for those who love riches to go to heaven. The disciples did not understand. They asked, "Who can live with God?" Jesus said that people who trust God and love him more than anything else can live with him in heaven.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know if I live by his teachings, I will truly be happy each day. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right.
Today we are going to talk more about the Savior's great love and courage. Throughout his life, Jesus looked for opportunities to teach all of us of his great mission. For us to truly understand our Heavenly Father's plan, we must understand the Savior's role in the plan. Jesus patiently taught the people, and through his records has taught us that he is the Savior and that he loves us. Turn with us to chapter 43, Jesus Brings Lazarus Back to Life, on page 107, and follow along as we read together.
A man named Lazarus lived in Bethany with his sisters Mary and Martha. Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters, and they loved Jesus.
Lazarus became very sick. The Savior was in another town. Mary and Martha sent word to him that Lazarus was sick.
The Savior asked his disciples to go with him to help Lazarus. The disciples were afraid to go to Bethany. It was near Jerusalem. Some people in Jerusalem wanted to kill Jesus.
Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus was dead. He said that he would bring him back to life. This miracle would help the disciples know that he was the Savior.
Jesus went to Bethany. When he got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Martha told Jesus that Lazarus would still be alive if he had come sooner.
Jesus said Lazarus would live again. He asked Martha if she believed him. Martha said yes. She knew that Jesus was the Savior.
Martha left Jesus to get her sister, Mary. Mary went to meet Jesus too. Many people followed her. Mary knelt crying at the Savior's feet.
The people with her were also crying. Jesus asked where Lazarus's body was. Jesus went to the cave where Lazarus was buried.
There was a stone in front of it. He told the people to move the stone. Jesus looked up. He thanked Heavenly Father for hearing his prayers.
Then, in a loud voice, Jesus told Lazarus to come out of the cave. Lazarus walked out. Many of the people who saw the miracle now believe that Jesus was the Savior.
How did Jesus, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha feel about each other?
They loved each other.
Where was Jesus when Lazarus became very sick?
He was in a different town.
Who did Lazarus' sister send for to come help their brother?
Jesus.
Why were Jesus' disciples afraid to go with him to help Lazarus?
Because they were close to Jerusalem, and some people in Jerusalem wanted to kill Jesus.
What did Jesus tell his disciples he was going to do for Lazarus?
He was going to make him come back to life.
What did Jesus hope that this miracle would teach his disciples?
To show them that he was the Savior.
How have you learned in your life that Jesus is the Savior?
He gives us blessings.
Right, what kinds of blessings?
My family.
Right, your family, that's a great blessing. What other blessings does he give us?
Baptisms.
Baptizing, nice.
Blessing the temples.
The gospel.
When Jesus asked Martha if she believed Lazarus would live again, what did she say and why?
She said yes because she knew that Jesus was the Savior.
What did Mary do when she saw Jesus?
She went to meet him.
She knelt down,
cried at his feet.
When Jesus got to the cave where Lazarus was buried, what did Jesus tell the people to do?
Move away the stone.
What happened after Jesus told Lazarus to rise and come out of the cave?
People believed that Jesus was the Savior.
And why did they believe that? What had happened?
They saw that Jesus arised him from the dead.
Who did he rise from the dead?
Lazarus.
What happened to the people?
They thought that Jesus was the Savior.
Exactly. They believed, didn't they? Before Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, what did he say to Heavenly Father?
Thank you for hearing my prayers.
How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent his son, a newborn babe, with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go? Scripture say, have faith, have hope, live life.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the story of Lazarus and the Savior's great love. Because Jesus loved Lazarus and his family, as well as his disciples, he gave them the opportunity to learn that he is the Savior of the world. How can we come to learn that Jesus is the Savior in our own lives?
We can pray and read the Scriptures.
Coming to see the good things in our lives as the blessings from Heavenly Father that they truly are will help us to understand our Heavenly Father's love for us. Feeling hope and love from Jesus when we are sad or have sinned will help us to know that He is our Savior. Turn with us to chapter 44, The Savior Goes to Jerusalem, on page 110, as we learn about the Savior's great courage in demonstrating the love that He has for us.
Some people told the priests and the Pharisees that Jesus had brought Lazarus back to life.
The Pharisees thought that everyone would believe in Jesus. They were afraid that no one would listen to them.
The Pharisees planned a way to kill Jesus. They waited for him to come to Jerusalem for the Passover feast.
Jesus went to Jerusalem. Many people heard that he was coming and went to meet him. Jesus rode a young donkey into the city.
A prophet had written that the Son of God would do this. Many people believed that Jesus was the Son of God.
They put palm branches and some of their clothes on the ground for him to ride over. They shouted Hosanna and said that Jesus was their king.
People in Jerusalem came to see what was happening. They asked who Jesus was. People in the crowd told them that he was a prophet from Nazareth.
The Pharisees were angry. They did not want people to believe that Jesus was the Savior. Jesus knew the Pharisees wanted to kill him.
Jesus told his disciples that he would soon die. He would suffer for the sins of all people and then die on a cross. He was the Savior of the world. This was why he had come to earth.
What did the Pharisees think when they heard Jesus brought Lazarus back to life?
They were afraid that everybody would believe in him and not believe what they were teaching.
What were the Pharisees planning to do to Jesus when he came to Jerusalem for the holiday?
Kill him.
How did the people of Jerusalem welcome Jesus to the city?
They went to meet him.
They put their clothes on the ground for him to ride over and cried Hosanna.
When the people saw Jesus riding in on a donkey, why did they then believe that he was the Son of God?
Because the prophets have said that the Son of God would ride on a donkey.
When the people who didn't know Jesus asked who he was, what did the others say?
He was a prophet from Nazareth.
Why did this joyful reaction from the people upset the Pharisees so much?
Because they didn't want the people to believe that Jesus was the Savior.
Jesus knew the Pharisees wanted to kill him. What did Jesus tell the disciples was about to happen?
He would soon die.
And suffer all the sins for all people.
What was the purpose of Jesus coming to earth?
To sacrifice himself, die on the cross, and take upon all the sins of the people on himself.
How does that make you feel to know that?
I feel grateful because I know that Jesus was willing to sacrifice his life for me.
He died that we might live again. Lord Jesus, our Redeemer true. He died on Calvary's lonely hill. His life he gave for me and you. He rose from the grave on Easter morn.
As we have studied these wonderful stories from the New Testament, we have seen over and over again the great love that the Savior has for each one of us. So many things that he did were to show that he cares about us individually. Not only does the Savior love us, however, but he loves us more than himself. He fulfilled the prophecies, and he traveled to Jerusalem even though he knew that many of the people wanted to kill him. He knew that his mission of love was the most important thing. Throughout this week, think of ways that you can show this kind of Christ-like love in your life. Think of and then do something for someone else that shows them that you are thinking about them and not about yourself. For example, you could help your mother and father clean up your house without being asked. Or maybe, instead of playing with friends one day, you could spend some time with a little sister or brother. As you begin to think more about the happiness of others, the Savior has taught that your own happiness will become great as well. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week we'll read chapter 45, The Widow's Mite, as well as chapter 46, The Second Coming.
See you next week!
Scripture power!
If you would like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you would like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.